Leadership Mastery.
Welcome to this Made for Success audio program. The audio you are listening to is designed to turn your potential into performance, succeed in every area of your life, and achieve your dreams. Now sit back and relax as our featured speaker begins.
People who become successful leaders are people who understand the power of influence. They understand that if they're going to move other people and get other people to come along with their vision, they need to be able to influence them. They need to be able, when they speak or when they write or they engage with other people, they need to know that those other people are going to come along with them. And so they need to understand that that all rests in their ability to influence other people. So what is influence? Influence is the ability to change other people's thoughts, beliefs, and actions. You change the way that think about ideas, the way they think about business, the way they think about themselves. You change their beliefs. Most people have self-limiting beliefs. You have to enable them to believe differently about themselves, about others, about their organization. And you need to change actions. Because the fact is that it is our actions that determine our results. So if you want different results, you have to take different actions. If you continue to do the same actions, you continue to get the same results. So our job as leaders is to influence other people to change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions. And parenthetically speaking here, that's our job as parents. It's our job in our community is to help other people change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions. Wouldn't it be great if we could get our teenagers to change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions? Of course it would. Wouldn't it be great if we could get our community to change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions and to move towards a greater community, a better community? Wouldn't it be great if we could actually do that with people? Well, we actually can. And we do that by increasing our ability to influence other people, change other people's thoughts, beliefs, and actions. So let me start out by saying that we all have influence to some degree or another. And we have influence in two specific ways. We have our sphere of influence, that's how many people we influence. And then we have our depth of influence, that's how much influence we have with those people that we have influence with. So you might have 100 people that you have influence with. That is that when you engage with them, you could change their thoughts, beliefs, and actions to a certain degree. Now, that certain degree is how deep of influence we have with them. So some people have influence over millions and millions of people and can get them to do quite amazing things. People who are successful politically or run large corporations or countries, that type of thing, influence over millions and millions of people and can move them to do some pretty amazing things. Other people, they have influence over maybe just their own family, five or six people, a few friends, five or six friends. You know, they might have influence over 10 people. Well, the great news is that anybody can decide that they're going to increase their influence in both of those areas. You can have more influence over more people, and you can have a greater depth of influence with those people. And that's what I want to talk to you about on this audio program, is how do you do that? Well, the first thing we need to understand is that people are looking at you as the leader, and they're making decisions about you. They're making judgments about you, if you want to use that word. I don't mean that word in a negative sense, but they're judging you. And again, not in a negative sense, but they're looking at you and they're making decisions about you. And they're making decisions about whether or not they're going to follow you or to what degree they're going to follow you. They are making the decision about how much influence you will have in their lives. Now, they are making these decisions at two levels, the conscious level and the subconscious level. So they're making the decision where they might actually be thinking, you know, I don't like Joe. Joe's a mean guy. And because Joe's a mean guy, I'm not going to show up at work